We're going to start a new series today, and it's all around the idea of our words and the what our words mean and how we can speak life or speak death with our words. And today, the main passage, we're going to open with the main passage. It's from James 3, and it says this. It says, "Indeed, we all make many mistakes." It's from James 3. "For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire, and the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so, blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No. And you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring." This comes right off the back of James talking about faith without works being dead. And by that, he means that faith in our hearts without actual works and deeds that are seeable and that people can observe isn't a real faith at all, because real lived out faith comes with living out what it means to love Jesus. It comes with acting upon that love and that example. And then he dives into this thing on words and how the tongue can set fires. And how the tongue is something likened to the tongue is something that is impossible to tame. And I think that's true, that without Jesus permeating our lives and breathing through us, we start to go down a slippery slope of speaking without really thinking about it, or speaking in ways that don't honor God when we let the enemy in different areas. He says that a salty spring can't bring forward fresh water. And by that, he means that we can't expect that God's going to speak through us and that we're going to speak blessings upon people if we're salty inside. So in essence, it's also a heart issue. Because the person who isn't letting Jesus into their heart and to permeate their being is going to end up burning down the forest. So speaking of burning down forests with their words, I have been known to do that in some ways. I think I've claimed this before. I am pretty classically good at putting my foot in my mouth. I like to go on rants without even really thinking about it. And actually earlier in James 1, 19, he talks about how we need to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger. And I think I'm getting the slow to anger thing on track a little bit. I'm okay at listening, but sometimes I'm way too quick to speak. And this one time, not terribly long ago, but in the last couple years, I started going on this rant about how much I hate when people have their weddings on my holiday weekends. Like when I got a nice Monday off coming up, or I got a Friday off, and then they put their wedding on the middle of the holiday weekend, and I'm like, I just wanted to relax this weekend. Can't you ruin a normal weekend? So I was going on this rant around a couple people, and then I kept going off, and I was like, oh, and you know what's even worse? When people take a Friday wedding, because when they have a Friday wedding, they make every single person, all 150 or 200 or 500, how many ever people are at the wedding, they all had to take a holiday just to go to their wedding. And here I am, and I'm in a, remember, I'm not saying this to myself in front of the mirror. That would have been the better thing to do. Vent it out and be like, you're silly. You should be just happy people are in love and that they invited you to celebrate that union and they want you to be accountable for that. But instead, I got ranting about it. And then one of the people there, thankfully, I was good enough friends with them that I didn't burn a whole forest. I just set some trees on fire. They were like, our wedding was on a Friday of a holiday weekend. You don't realize, like, you feel pretty little and pretty stupid when you just start recklessly throwing words out there and then hear something like that right after. And thankfully, because I had a good relationship with this person, it didn't burn down a whole forest. But I know that there's been probably far more times than I like to be able to count when I've gone on rants or I've complained about things and someone who I wasn't as close with or someone who wasn't as willing to be as honest has just taken those words into their heart and they've affected them, and I burned a bridge and I burned the potential to minister to someone, or I burned the potential of furthering and deepening a friendship because I wasn't careful with the words that were coming out of my mouth. We need to make sure that we're being slow to speak. We need to make sure that instead of burning down forests, we're building them up, we're growing them, and we're planting new trees. And if we're just throwing off rants and complaints, and maybe it gets into some like negative things that we say about people, we're not gonna be able to be people that seek to build up the kingdom. In Matthew 12:37 says this, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Our words have kingdom impacts and eternal impacts. In 1 Peter 3:10, Peter says this. He says, "For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech." What we say matters. Who we're around matters. And I don't know if you guys have had this happen, but when I was in college and I was at a Christian school and I knew I wanted to be a pastor, I started hanging around some people at my school that used some four-letter words with a little more frequency. None is the right frequency, but they started using them with a little more frequency than people I'd hung out with before. And then you hang out with people like that enough, and then you start to become numb to it, and then you start slinging a couple out, and you're like, oh, that was, people laugh more when I say that word, or this like sounds cool to say this. I probably didn't think that, well, maybe. But before I knew it, I was talking in a way that I knew wasn't honoring God. And I had this conviction moment. Because while we can say ranty things and complaints and negative things, we can also speak in a way that potentially burns down bridges. That people start to not trust what we say. That because we're setting a forest on fire, I don't know if you guys have seen the aftermath of like even a little forest fire. I'm not talking like California. That's insane. And you can do that with your words too. You can burn, you could ruin your relationship potential with a whole room of people. But even just like there was this little fire that happened in the backwoods near my parents' house. And it wasn't on our property, but some teenagers were having a fire and they accidentally, it was dry and 10 acres lit on fire. The firefighters got there, they got most of it out. But if you go there now, and that was 10 years ago, there's still black on some trees. And there's still some spots where nothing's really growing that well. And that's the power of our words. We need to be people that seek to speak with a holy tongue, that seek to be devoted to Christ and have him in our hearts. And then when we use our words, we speak with his words. It's so easy to fall into some of these things. And some of them are just things that we don't even see. Like, it's really easy to make fun of people, and it feels kind of good. And sometimes it's just playful, and you know you can trust the people, but a lot of the times there's a little too much truth in that thing, and it starts to bring people down. Or maybe you and your friend can feel fully free, and you're like, it's just the me and this guy, or me and this girl, and we just have this thing where we banter back and forth. But maybe people around you are observing that. And you're burning a forest or a couple trees that you're not even aware of because of the way that you two are speaking. That this person doesn't want to deepen a relationship with you because they can't handle that type of joking around. And we could just say, oh, that person's a wuss. But I don't think that's true. I think there's something to the fact about building people up instead of tearing them down, that is so ingrained in how Jesus did his ministry. Another area that we often fall into, and that I think it's got to be one of the easiest to just accidentally slip into with a couple of facts, is gossip. It's really easy to begin tearing someone down, to begin speaking ill of someone when originally you were just like, hey, did you hear this thing happen to this person? And then you dive into the conversation. What's that saying? It's better to, if you can't think of something good to say, don't say anything at all. And I suppose we could go a little further into that. If you're concerned about the person, don't say anything to anyone else. Go and talk to them. Pray for them. But don't gossip about them. Jesus says this in Matthew 15. He says, what goes into someone's mouth does not defile them. He's talking about what they eat. But he says, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. That's the thing that can defile them. We don't want to be people that are bringing down kingdom potential. We need to be careful with our words. And I know it's so easy to just talk about people, to talk about stuff, and to make fun of someone, or maybe to throw some words out there that you know just aren't the best ones to say, but like they come off the tongue so nice and easy. The enemy wants to use those. He wants fires raging all throughout us. All he wants believers to be tearing each other down, to be bringing, to be saying negative things, to be going on rants around people to hurt their feelings. Because he doesn't want us to be a people that have a holy tongue, that build up. He wants us to think that it's lame to shut down some gossip. He wants us to think that like, oh, it's you're not funny because you don't want to make fun of someone. But what's reality is that we're not just saying words. We're speaking our heart. We're speaking something in there that either we feel insecure about, or maybe it's just that we haven't thought about it, or maybe it's an area that the enemy is working in that we haven't even seen and that we don't know about. We need to be asking God to reveal those things, to reveal those words and that way that we talk, so that we would build up the forest. In Luke 6:45, Jesus says this. He says, "The good person out of the good treasures of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." What's the abundance that you want in your heart? Do we want to be people that have goodness in our heart? I think so. I want to be that person. And I know there's still times in my life where I still fall into rant mode, where the enemy bothers me with something and gets in there, and he really just like wants me to go dive into that further. We need to be people that are checking our friends on those things, because we want to be people that are seeking to grow the forest. We want to be people that are planting seeds for the kingdom, that are furthering the cause of Christ. And with our words, we can either tear down or we can build up. And as we dive into the new year, I imagine a lot of you made a New Year's resolution. My challenge to you this week is ask God where you might have a blind spot. And maybe you already know. Maybe you already know in some way that you talk or something that you fall into that you really know isn't honoring to him. Ask him to convict you, to bring about something new in you, some way that he might speak through you. Because I'm convinced that if we stop burning the forest, if we stop tearing down relationships, if we stop talking in a way that isn't honoring to God, we're not only gonna feel more joyful and full and full of the Holy Spirit, but we're also gonna have more opportunities to speak into people's lives. Because people are gonna trust us. Because people are going to know that Christ lives in that person, and even though sometimes they're lame when they shut down my gossip, I know that there's something about them that's life-giving. We have the potential to speak hope and joy and love into the lives of all those around us. And we have the potential to miss out on that too. So my challenge is simple. Ask God. If you can't think of anything, ask him this week. Seek him in prayer and say, God, is there something that I'm missing? Or maybe next time that I jump into something that I know isn't honoring to you, that I speak something that I know just isn't right with you, convict me and fill me. And he will start working on you and bringing life to those situations. And you're going to start, sometimes you're going to be like, and someone will be like, did you just fall down the stairs in your head? And you're like, yeah, I did, but it's a good thing, because I'm not supposed to say that. Ask for people around you to do the same, to call you out on things. Let's be a people that grows gorgeous forests instead of burning them down. We're going to go into a time of prayer. And if anyone wants to be prayed for about this or about anything else, there's going to be some people at the back throughout the worship set. And in this prayer time, we'd love to pray for you. Please take advantage of that and be prayed for. All right, let's pray. God, we love you. And God, we thank you that you sent your son. You sent your son to live a life on earth so that we might know what a proper life lived in a human body looks like. And God, I pray that we would have you in our hearts, and that out of the abundance of love for you, our words would honor you. Our words would honor people, that we would be people that build up those made in your image. And that, God, we would be able to see evidence of our God-honoring words making a kingdom impact. God, I pray that we would be a people that build up your kingdom and that honor you. Thank you for your love, and we pray all this in the name of your great, holy, and amazing Son, Jesus. Amen.